Module 7. Back to Nature. Seven A Reading. Exercise 3, page 115.
Enduring the Elements. In Alaska, one of the world's most inhospitable places, people still find ways to defy the extreme cold. Charlie Skultka frantically scanned the frozen shoreline, the dark fringes where the raging Pacific collides with the forest-covered Mount Edgecombe volcano. Waves pounded the razor-sharp lava reefs, offering no safe haven for him to scramble ashore. He was drifting in the icy waters for about 6 miles and was beginning to run out of island.
"I was in the soup, bouncing around,"
he recalls. For most people, do or die is a slogan, a mantra to push them out of their comfort zone. Here in Alaska, where the winters can be particularly unforgiving, it is a very real possibility. Having wiped out and lost his surfboard, Skultka was locked in a fight for his life. He was like a leaf in a river, helpless against the torrent.
"I was coming up to the last beach, where I could make it ashore, when I spotted my board in the same current,"
he says. This stroke of luck tipped the scales. Skultka swam for his life, grabbed his board, and paddled ashore, exhausted. He then had to walk for 3 hours back through the isolated Alaskan wilderness to his camp. 3 hours through dense, freezing forest, thick with grizzlies and cougar, where one false step can be your last.
"My brother-in-law was still there,"
he says.
"He told me that he thought I'd drowned. In all my time as a surfer, I've almost drowned several times. Up here, there's no lifeguards on the beach. Nobody there but the people you bring."
When you paddle out here in Alaska, you are truly venturing into the wild. There's a sharp reality to surviving in this cold environment that hits you like a slap across the face. Blizzards with fierce, biting winds that chill you to the very bone are a regular occurrence. Sitting in a warm room, heating on, melting into the soft sofa, looking through the double glazing at the comfy white blanket outside is little preparation for the shocking, stinging realism of the climate and the ice-laden sea.
"We get ice floes come right into the area. Not icebergs as such, but chunks of ice as big as this room,"
says Jim Ledbetter, a first-generation Canadian surfer. He first took to the waters here in the mid-1960s, armed with only an ex-Navy diving suit that leaked like a sieve.
"The ice drifts in,"
he continues.
"Then we get the slush ice. That's really interesting. To watch a wave move through, that is incredible. We used to get up on the ice, and when a wave came, you could run off and dive in and catch the wave. Kind of like a little island out in the middle of the surf break. I used to have to sit in the bath for an hour afterwards to warm up. I was almost hypothermic."
That degree of cold carries with it a quiet, ever-present threat. It waits for that one mistake when responses are slowed, when coordination and judgment are slipping, when hypothermia clouds the senses. Just one broken zip during a midwinter dive or a bad wipeout can trigger a fight for survival.
"I wiped out once in water temperature that was about freezing,"
says Leslie Choice, a New Jersey-born cold water surfer.
"I got caught in one of these dead zones where the current was pulling me back out and this big wave was pounding me down, going under, coming back up."
Surfers have been lost to the cold.
You have only a few seconds underwater in sub-zero temperatures before your head is exploding and your lungs are screaming.
Choice says,
"It's nasty stuff. That would have been one of the three or four times, I guess, that I thought I was going to die."
Out of the water, the environment can be just as harsh.
Ice-covered boulders, where water freezes over the shore.
Says the Canadian surfer, Lance Moore.
You're walking 20 minutes against the wind, and you slip, you slide, you drop your board, you almost want to cry. And of course, you're tired, your body temp has dropped, and you don't realize it because you've got some adrenaline running through your body. I see people out in the water and I tell them, "You're shivering with cold, man, you should go in." That's the one thing I've really been trying to tell myself to do when it's minus 4 or 5 degrees. That's when you get sick. But we always stay out for that one more wave.
There are those cold water surfers like Ledbetter and Moore who endure the snowstorms and bitter cold because it is their home. It is what they expect. Yet for others, the cold has become an integral and essential part of their surfing experience. They seek it out. They have developed a love of the snowy backdrops, the mountain peaks, the towering cedar forests, the deep crystal clear waters, where eagles soar overhead and killer whales cruise below. Being covered from head to toe in high-tech insulating wetsuits does not separate these searchers from the effects of these glorious sights, just as it does not entirely guard them against the creeping fingers of the icy conditions. For high-altitude climbers, it is as much about the climb as the summit reached. So it is with cold water surfers, as much about the pure embrace of these wild landscapes as the waves they ride.